The New South Wales opposition leader has promised. Michael Daly's on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ray. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this and clear my name.
Okay. Well, I've never suggested in any other case that you wouldn't be telling the truth.
No, you haven't, Ray, but the Liberal Party smear and dirt units in full swing.
Well, there's a couple of issues here, okay? And you can clear this up, and you don't have to, but, you know, there's a photo available free of charge on the RMS website who shows who was driving the car back in May 2017. But my concern, Michael, is this, okay, without impugning your integrity or impugning the integrity of your wife. Someone from your office phoned this hotline, which is meant to be for constituents. Why did that happen?
Okay, I've spoken to the two women who work in my office. Mm. They don't have any recollection of calling the hotline, but it's important to understand what the line does. So if you get booked, Ray, and you think, well, I've got an impeccable record here, this is unfair, and you go and see your local MP, the local MP will say, okay, I'll write to the Treasurer or the Minister for Finance, Ray, and I'll plead the case for you, but so we don't run out of time and you find you get another infringement notice issued to you with an extra fine, I'll ring this hotline in the Office of State Revenue, let them know you're going to seek leniency or take further action. And what the hotline does is it places, it just stops the clock ticking. You can't get off a fine from ringing that hotline, okay? It just stops the clock ticking so that in 3 months' time, when you finally get a reply back from the Treasurer or the Minister for Finance, if they say, yes, Ray, you've got a great driving record, we're going to waive fine, happy days. If they say, sorry, mate, we're not letting you off here, well, then the clock starts ticking again and you can work out whether to go to court or pay. You cannot get off the fine with that hotline.
Okay, yeah, but that doesn't answer the question. Why would your office, which is meant to be a hotline for constituents, as you've just said, phone on your behalf or your wife's behalf when you're the leader or the deputy leader of the opposition? Why would they do that in preference? And you had the ability, or your wife had the ability, to write, as everyone does, through the normal channels. Why would your office make that phone call? And it is documented. The call was made, I can assure you.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Ray, because I filled out a stat deck on the 30th of June. I was not driving that car. It was my wife's car. She recalls vividly. I recall talking to her that night. She says, I think I got booked on Foreshore Road. I said, well, if the fine arrives, we'll fill out a stat deck and it's all yours.
That's because the car's registered, obviously, in your name, is it?
No, it's a family car registered in my name.
Yeah, sure. I understand that.
I drive one car. That's her car. The fine arrived. I signed the stat deck on the 30th of June. Happy to provide a copy of that. Happy to provide a copy of the photo.
Michael, that's not in question, okay? That'll be a matter for you and your wife. But I still am trying to struggle, given that you signed all this up in June of 2017, how sometime in August your office is recorded as phoning there, asking for some sort of, you know, stopgap measure, some leniency, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. What is your office doing phoning a hotline meant for constituents? That's a simple one.
I don't know the answer to that. The two women who work in my office don't recall that. It was nearly 2 years ago.
Right.
And can I just say to you, the fact that we're having this conversation means that someone has breached the Privacy Act and trawled through details of citizens' information, whether it's me or my wife or you or any of your many listeners, Ray. Someone has trawled through a database. They've gone searching for this information. They've breached the Privacy Act, and the reason I'm talking to you now is because somebody has broken the law. Mm. Now, number one, I think in an election campaign, things get dirty, and I'm big enough and ugly enough to fight my own battle.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because next month there is an election.
That's
and you
right.
Shouldn't be a standard that someone's trawling through somewhere looking for something to fit you up.
Yeah, but breaking the law, Ray, number one. Mm. Two, dragging someone's wife into this, that's not cricket. Your listeners are fair people. They'd think, well, that's a low blow. Get after the bloke, but don't bring his wife into it.
Mm.
And I think I can tell you, I'm writing to the police today. I'm referring this matter myself to the police. I'm writing to the head of ICAC because I think this is crook. I'm referring it to ICAC. And I'm writing to the Premier so that she can ask Dominic Perrottet, the Treasurer, and the Minister for Finance, Victor Dominello, how their staff accessed and trawled through this confidential database and got information that you wouldn't be able to get. If you rang up, Ray, to get the driving records of any of your family, they'd say, sorry, Mr. Hadley, that's private. How does this end up on the front page of the newspaper?
Okay. Now, okay, I take all that on board. Now, the next thing I have, and I don't know whether this, you know, constituents being represented by MPs, particularly when there's an option for constituents to write their own letters, Nick Lalich, right? And now, I didn't know about this thing. It was done during the previous Labor government in 2005, as I understand it. In 2017, he made 175 representations to people. Now, he's, I guess he'd say, oh, well, a lot of people in my area don't speak English, don't, it's not their first language, so I make representations on their behalf. If they don't speak English, how do they know about the service? Does Nick put an ad in the local paper saying, if you get a speeding fine, give us a yell?
No, they don't know about the service, Ray. They come to the... You get booked. You come to your MP's office and you say... And it happens a lot. You get an old fellow...
But not 175. 175 times, twice or three times a week in 1 year?
Yes.
No.
Well,
how many representations did you make in 2017?
Oh, I'd have to go back and check that. Right.
I bet it wasn't 175.
Well, if a constituent walks in the door and says, Mr. Daly, I've been booked. I want to write a letter to the Treasurer. Can I write a letter to the Treasurer? Can you write a letter for me and get me off? And you say, sure, if that's what you want me to do.
Okay.
You plead your case. But in the meantime, what they don't even know is, behind the scenes, the MP's office will ring the Office of State Revenue and go, Mr. Smith wants me to write to the Treasurer. Mm. And that'll take 3 months to get back. In the meantime, stop the clock on it for me. Otherwise, he's going to find that he's going to get the fine default notice and he'll lose his licence in the meantime.
Okay, that's good. If someone walked into your electorate office on Monday and said to your staff or to yourself, listen, I was up at Pacific Highway, I was doing 116.90 zone, will you ring them up and tell them to stop the fine while you write a letter for... Would you write a letter for someone doing 26K over the limit?
You'd have to take each on its merits.
No, that's not the question I asked, Michael. You would be Premier of this state in 2 months' time. If someone walks into your office doing 26 over the limit, not six, not 26 over the limit, would you say, oh, mate, please, go and pay the fine and leave me alone, will you? Or would you make a representation?
I'd be fair to the constituent. I'd judge what I'd listen to their case. Everyone's got a right to plead their case. All this does is, Ray, someone says, I want to plead my case. I've got a right. I have a right to ask the Treasurer to waive the fine.
Would you want someone who's doing 26 over the limit to have their fine waived?
Well, that's a matter for the Treasurer.
No, it's not. It's a matter for you. You're the MP. You're talking to the constituent. You can nip it in the bud by saying, nick off, leave me alone and slow down.
No, they've got a right to do it, Ray. They have a right to...
They might have a right to do it, but you've got a right to say, wake up to yourself and slow down.
What they do, they plead their case to the Treasurer. And the Treasurer or the Minister for Finance looks at their driving record, which I can't access, and they'll say whether they deserve to be waived. It's not my... I don't have access to that confidential information. The Treasurer's office and the Minister for Finance office does. And the MP's job... is to represent their constituents.
Okay.
And there are all types that come into your office, Ray. Believe me.
Michael, I believe you. Michael, just in conclusion, I think you said through the course of our earlier discussion, and I believe that, you know, what you've stated to be true, will you just nip this in the bud by producing the photo of that date back in May?
I'll produce the stat deck. I'll produce the photo.
Okay.
If you want my wife...
No, I don't want... Mate, I don't want anything from you or your wife.
No, well, she's been dragged into it. Whatever the people think is a fair thing for me to put this to bed and clear my name, because I am an honest person.
Mm.
I'm a solicitor of the Supreme Court of New South Wales. I know how important telling the truth in a stat deck is.
Yeah, Marcus Einfeld was a justice of the federal court, but, you know...
That's right.
So we shouldn't just say because you're a lawyer that, you know, you wouldn't impugn anyone's integrity, because Marcus learned a lesson when he spent some time in jail over that.
Well, I've been in public life for 23 years and no one's impugned my integrity.
No, I wouldn't do it here. Can I just ask one final question? Did I read... Yeah. We had a detailed conversation when you came to the leadership position. Did I read somewhere your grandfather or someone in the family was a dairy farmer on the mid-north coast of New South Wales?
Yeah, my grandfather was a dairy farmer. My dad was born at a place called Collumbatty in Kempsey, and I'm on my way to Taree now to see people.
How come, in our discussions, we didn't establish that my father was born at Yuengai?
I don't know. We didn't get that far away. We've got to have another discussion about that. I'd come in and talk to you.
Yeah, well, there'd be people in our past that would... We'd have common friends, I'd say. Given my dad was just north of Collumbatty, at Yuengai, and, you know, your dad was from there, which is, for the people who don't know where it is, it's just north of Kempsey, Colombatty. It's on the main railway line.
Sure is.
All right, okay.
Well, happy to come and have a chat in the studio and we can establish these old connections, bro.
Reminisce, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ray. Thank
Michael Daly, New South Wales opposition leader. So I still don't agree with him, even though he's going to produce this evidence and all the rest of it. I could care less about that, but I think this is a stupid system where constituents can go, particularly to Nick Lalich, 175 in 1 year, and say, can you help me? Particularly if you're doing 116 in an 80 zone. I don't think that's, or a 90 zone, that's not reasonable.